Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
How am I sounding, Rochelle?
You're sounding awesome.
Really?
You sound normal.
I finally made it back to normal, which is good because over the last week or so, Rochelle and I, because I guess the last time we came at people was last Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And it's been a bit of a thing because we've been sick, basically.
We've had a week of sickness.
Yeah, that was fun.
You're still a bit gross.
I'm still a bit gross, but I'm good enough to do the show. And
because you can't catch germs through the audio.
Hopefully not. Anyways, just before we push along and describe our sickness, I'll just mention that if you want to listen or subscribe to the show, you can do so from our website or on iTunes. Go to tiptapdip.com for more info. Also, make sure to catch us when we broadcast our show live, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday, except on a day like today, where we're not broadcasting at 8:30 p.m. because Rochelle has a book club meeting, and we're actually broadcasting at 3 o'clock and a bit Calgary time. There you go. All right. Anyways, back to us. What do I got to say?
Sickness. Yeah. Gross sickness. You know, today is the first day that I feel super good, and I think I've been talking your ear off today, Eric, because... I haven't had a quick conversation with
anybody. Yeah.
Since when did I start getting sick? I think it was Tuesday. Like I was sick all week.
Yeah, you were sick Tuesday, Wednesday.
It was only me and Netflix all week.
Man, our bandwidth is gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We don't have to pay for that, so
yeah, we just pay a flat rate, hopefully.
Exactly.
For the time being.
You better fucking keep it like that.
Hey, it's not me. The government is working that shit out right now. So
we'll just have to hijack it, pump up the volume.
Yeah, full. Except they weren't using internet. They were using radio. But regardless, it's been a thing. I usually, you get sick. You feel like garbage for 24 hours, maybe a bit more. And then you're done. You're back on your feet and you're ready to go. This has been a thing. I started getting sick because of Rochelle and mostly because of myself, sometime around Thursday. Now, Rochelle had been sick up until that point, and me being a fucking idiot, I decided, well, since Rochelle is feeling sick and not going to finish the food that she started.
I know. I thought you were purposely trying to get sick because you ate my soup. And then... You ate something else that I had left over, and you used the same fork. I'm like, what? Okay, I guess Eric wants to get sick, whatever. I was trying to, keep my distance from you and not kiss you on the lips and stuff like that, and then you just go and do that.
And I go right ahead, and I'm like, well, since you're not finishing that,
I think it would have been unavoidable anyway, because I went to a friend's place and I didn't even know she was sick, and we had, I think she was just getting over it. And, I didn't do anything. I didn't drink out of her glass of water or her wine glass or smoke her cigarette or anything like that. And I still got it.
And then I think I probably would have gotten it, had I not eaten your food, but I think that probably didn't help at all. So
I know,
but
anyway, enough about gross sickness.
I don't know. I could talk about this for hours and hours.
No,
I'm just glad that I'm back in.
A head cold, I guess. Right.
Well, it was a bit of everything. It was a bit of a cough, cold, sore throat.
Yeah. It's a head cold.
Well, it's not just, I guess the whole head. I get you. All right. I see what you're saying.
Your whole head is messed up.
My whole head is messed up. But, so as a consequence, obviously we didn't do a show on Wednesday. Planning to, but that just didn't pan out.
No.
Not when you're...
I would not have been able to do a show.
Not when you're feeling like garbage. And then I was going to plan on putting up an older show for Thursday just to tide you by. But then I didn't even feel like going near the computer because I was feeling like garbage too. So... Like Rochelle's been saying, we've been watching a lot of Netflix, and actually, I should mention, we've been catching a few new shows, which we haven't had a chance to really get acquainted with, one of which is a Canadian show. And it's funny because in the past I've spoken...
See, I usually explain the show to people first and then tell them that it's Canadian, because if you tell them it's Canadian right away, most people are like, oh, no, not really interested.
No, the funny thing is, like, a while back, I had kind of talked trash about Canadian shows and how I thought most of them were pretty much garbage.
It's not, no, I don't think we were like, I don't think we were talking trash about them. I was just saying that you can tell when it's Canadian.
You can tell a Canadian production.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a science fiction show. Especially when it's a science fiction show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started watching this show.
Republic of Doyle.
And it was weird. I'm like, I was explaining to Rochelle, I'm like, Rochelle, I don't understand. It's a Canadian production, but yet I genuinely kind of like this show, and I don't understand why. And I think it has to do with the fact that I was thinking about this. I was thinking long and hard because I've had a lot of time to think over the last few days sitting on the couch. Because it's all about it being the exotic nature of Newfoundland, Canada, a place I've never been to. But they make it look fantastic and fun on the show. According to TV and according to this show, all people in Newfoundland do is hang out, drink a lot, get into fights a lot,
yeah,
and solve crime. I'm all about all of those points. Well, maybe not the fighting part, but because
I think being a detective would be awesome. Like, anytime I listen to the old-time radio Dragnet shows, I want to be a detective.
I was thinking...
You just, like, sit in your office and then wait for your phone to call, like, wait for a phone call for a case, and then you just start, like, following people and then finding evidence and taking pictures of people and spying on them and then solving the case.
I was thinking that me and my dad would make an awesome private detective team. What?
Me and you.
But in the show, it's like a father and son.
Yeah, well, we can do, like, a Bonnie and Clyde type detective agency.
They weren't detectives.
No, I know that, but, you know, it could be a guy and a girl.
I suppose. There was a guy.
I would be such a good detective.
Well, okay, because you would be the street smarts.
No.
And I would be the brains. I don't know. I don't know how
that would work. You would be like the super nerdy computer nerd dude.
Because there's always one. Guaranteed.
Yeah. You'd be that. And you'd be able to find all the information online and, like, hack into, like, people's computers and stuff. And that I would be the person who'd be driving around and, like, you know, taking pictures. I'm good at taking pictures.
You go undercover as a prostitute? Sometimes you have to.
What?
If you're going undercover.
Why are you... What? Okay, like, you could have, like, said go undercover as, I don't know, a cook.
Well,
but you had to say prostitute.
Well, of the two of us, Rochelle, really, I don't think I would be making a very convincing prostitute, right? Now, if you wanted me to...
actually, you would, because men really like you.
If you wanted me to, I would, but I think if I really was, I wouldn't be very good at it.
I think that we would, I would prefer to hire other people to go undercover for us.
All right.
I don't want to be that deep into, like, the situation. I'd rather be outside of the situation.
But you'd send in lackeys to do all the dirty work for you, what you're saying. All right. I get it. So, yeah, we've been watching a lot of that.
I'm good at getting people to answer questions.
And I was actually hoping that a friend of ours who's been on the show a number of times before, Shane, who actually is from Newfoundland, I was going to drill him. I'm like, you know the place. Is it that fun?
Well, I asked one of my clients. I've been talking about this show with clients because it is really good. And oh man, that's when you know you've been watching way too much TV. Is the only thing you can think about talking about is TV shows.
Yeah, of course.
I need to, like,
so what did your,
stop watching TV.
So what did your...
Okay, so one of my clients was like, yeah, okay, but did they show it to you in the wintertime.
No, that's what I was thinking, because every scene is either like in spring this, or summer.
Yeah.
It's never like, it looks fantastic. Everybody's happy and the sun is out. The sky is blue.
He said in the wintertime, whole different ballgame, like huge, huge snow drifts.
Yeah.
The roads are super slippery and you can see how hilly it is without having all the snow there. And so basically you are, stuck in your house and you better have lots of canned goods because you don't want to go outside in like huge snowdrifts and snowstorms and stuff. And it's really, really cold.
Can't it just be summer all the time, Rochelle?
Oh, I wish it could.
That'd be great. I'd go there. Just hang out sometime in St. John's.
I just want to explore the whole East Coast. But apparently St. John's is the most expensive place to travel to in Canada because it's so out of the way.
Yeah, because, traveling within Canada on any airline is actually very expensive.
No, but going to Nova Scotia is pretty good right now. Like, it's still really expensive, but it's not bad. Going to St. John's, stupid expensive because there's...
Nobody wants to go there?
No, because it's so out of the way. It's this tiny little island, and I don't know if
there's... It's not Prince Edward Island.
No, but I don't know. That's just what someone told me. It's not like I've looked into it. And then they also said... And I don't know if this is true, but St. John's is a half an hour time difference.
I don't understand. Okay, that's...
But seriously, there is no other place in the world that has the same time as St. John's, Newfoundland. What the fuck?
I know, because I remember watching shows on the CBC. It's like, 9 o'clock in Toronto, 10:30 Newfoundland. I'm like, really? Half hour time zone? It's like, talk about sitting on the fence.
But
literally.
Not even just in Canada. There is no other place in the whole entire world, apparently, that has the same time as Newfoundland.
Well, exactly. Because, if we go down...
It's like a separate time zone.
It's like a zone.
It's like Newfoundland time zone.
Newfoundland time, and if you don't like it, go somewhere else, right?
I think that's really cool.
That's cute. Isn't that so cute, Newfoundland? You have your own little time zone. Oh, that's fantastic. I bet you feel so fucking special. But anyways, I wouldn't mind. I'm going to ask Shane. He was going to come on the show, but he just unfortunately wasn't able to make it. And he's from Newfoundland. And I'm going to ask him straight up. I'm like, is it as cool as it looks on TV? Even in the summertime?
The wintertime.
Well, in the wintertime, I have kind of an idea that it's going to be as crappy as anywhere else in the wintertime, right?
Yeah. We'll just have to learn how to make, canned goods and stuff, which I actually would like to make more canned goods instead of just jam. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Let me just check something here. So we did get a letter.
Got mail.
We did get mail. And actually, it's kind of nice because every episode we mention that, send your topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like to share with us to our email address, info@tiptaptip.com. And we actually got some mail. Now, this is from a...
I've gotten mail before. You make it sound like it was the first time ever.
We've gotten mail before in the past, but this is...
We love getting mail.
But this is actually an interesting mail. This is from a listener of ours called The Drunk, who, pops into our chat every now and then and chimes in on stuff. And this is actually interesting because it's an advice letter. Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, I mentioned this to Rochelle.
I know.
And she's like, don't tell me. Save for the show. So I am. And this is, I've read it over, but I kind of want to get Rochelle's take on this. And it's kind of a tricky situation. I'll just tell you straight up. But anyways, here we go. Hey, Eric and Rochelle. It's The Drunk. I need some advice. There's a girl I like, but I barely know her. She'd agreed to help me do an intel project, not sure what that is, from now until August. Also, we are on the same team. You see, I want to ask her out, but I don't want things to be awkward between us if she says no. Can you help me out? Well, we can, and we are. So do you understand what's going on here, Rochelle?
Same team, as in a sports team?
I'm guessing some sort of something school-related.
From now until August. Wow, that's a long time that you're going to be working with her. I don't really think that he has to ask her out because they're going to be working together all the time, and then you can just come up with reasons why you should be getting together outside of school, like, hey, maybe we should get together and work on this stuff. And then when you, you know, get her into your room, then you can start putting on the moves.
Oh, yeah. You could always.
You know, like, that's what they do.
Study group.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Maybe you should come over and maybe we should work on this project in my room.
But I know, but I guess the trick.
And then you feed her liquor?
No, but the trick is. Say it doesn't work out.
Don't get her drunk.
Say it doesn't work out for whatever reason, right? Then things are weird.
Well, and by doing that, by going out of your way to ask somebody out who you already have to spend lots of time with, you're kind of making it into a big, like, woo, he's asked me out kind of a thing. Whereas if you just do it nonchalantly and casually, like, hey, do you want to come over and work on this stuff with me? Then you are basically hanging out with her and you can start, you know, getting to know her better, and then she can get to know you better. And then eventually, you know, you just make sure it doesn't turn into a friend thing. If you don't want it to be just a friend thing, if you want it to be boyfriend, girlfriend thing, then after a while you can, make it known to her that you're interested. I don't know, by like, holding her hand or, you know what I mean? Like, not just because if you're just friends with someone, you don't actually like try and touch them or.
Yeah, there's
you know
no
what
really.
I mean? Like putting your arm around her. That's what I'm saying, is to make it known to her that you're interested in more than just friendship.
Really?
Or maybe like, you know, asking her to go to a movie or start asking her to go do other things other than like.
Oh, yeah, here's a thing.
Eventually, after a while.
You can frame it like this. You go, hey, you know, hey, so-and-so, you want to work on this project later, but hey, you know, before we do that, I want to catch a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you just really need to make sure that it doesn't turn into a friend thing, right?
Yeah, there's a certain point where you got to step up and make it kind of known that you actually do dig this person, right?
Yeah.
So it's.
I mean, anytime I've hung out with people who I was friends with, I've always just asked them straight out, you know, after like hanging out with them, going to see bands or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I would just ask them, hey, do you want to kiss? It's super fucking awkward, really awkward. But man, you just got to get that out there just to like switch the relationship over to this is not, I'm not looking for a friend. I want a boyfriend. Or girlfriend.
Or just somebody that, yeah.
Yeah. Either you ask it or else you just do it, I guess.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the same track there. You, at one point, you should be spending time with this person, but at one point you gotta step up and go, hey, you know, I think you're pretty cool. You know, hanging out and studying with you is good, but I want to be spending time with you outside of this whole sort of studying and working on this project thing, and not in a friend way.
Yeah, but I'm not really I've never ever been the type of person to like sit down and have a conversation with somebody about where is our relationship going? What is happening here? Like that kind of stuff. Like just because that just puts everybody on the spot.
Yeah,
it makes everybody
weird.
Feel uncomfortable. It's better to just
keep it short and to the point.
No, not even, don't even, like, actions speak louder than words, basically.
All right. That's coming from a lady. Knows what she's talking about. Knows.
It's not like when we first started hanging out, Eric, it's not like we said to each other, are we going study now?
So are we boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, we never had that talk. You just know, right?
Yeah, and you're right. Like, a lot of people do get kind of caught up on that. It's like, you know. We're dating, but we're not exclusive. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we can't, like, you know, come
no,
on.
You just let that sort of stuff happen naturally, I think.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Right. What you don't want to do is you don't want to be like this next gentleman of who we're going to play a video for and make a dating video which ends badly, all right?
Just have a seat there. Yeah, sit right there. When do I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
No?
Go.
My name is my name is Stephen Morris, and
never done this one before. I'm 26 years old. I work down at the Fourth Realm. It's a bookstore. It's a comic book store. And I'm single. And I'm just looking for somebody who likes to have. I'm just looking for somebody who likes to have fun, and is a fun-loving type gal. Brunettes are something, and so are redheads or blondes. That's tall women or short, because height is in the eye of the beholder. If you think about it, because someone who likes me for me is who I'm looking for, because I'm that type of guy who likes me when you. And we could go out and do all kinds of things. I like all kinds of music. What I really want is someone who'll call me and will love me, because everyone I know is married, and I don't know anybody or anything, and it's just not right because I deserve love like anybody else. I don't need a rubbish through the dumpster for a playboy. God, give me a job, sir! I want to do that one again. I want to do that one more time.
Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
So don't.
Ooh.
Yeah. So anyways.
I wish they would have a video now of whatever happened to that dude.
I'm sure eventually he found somebody for him. But yeah, that was a bit awkward.
It seems like he maybe went into that too soon after being broken up or something.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
That is crazy.
So, yeah, anyways, we'll be throwing up a link to that video there. And hopefully we were able to help out the drunk. And if you have any more questions, of course, fire us an email and we'll see what we can do. All right. And actually, I'll play a bit of this. This is coming from a comment that Neil actually left on our website the last week.
Oh, sorry. There's just Jed Niven. Vo in the chat was asking if that was a real video, and yeah,
it looked pretty real. It looked like it was a
probably from the 80s or something.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it was recorded on an old VHS, and maybe it was an outtake from some video dating site. Now, I can't verify the validity of it, but it's on the internet, so you can take there.
You never really know.
You never really know. Yes. But I'll throw up a link and you can make your own judgments from that. This is, I'm going to play a short clip of this. This was, because remember last time I was talking about the workout mix CD that I made. And Neil actually made a comment, sort of put it about a video that he found from my.
This is your friend Neil in Vancouver? Yeah,
from my friend Neil. And he found a workout video from Tracy Lords, who people may know of as a former underage porn actress and John Waters movie star.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was thinking of that, the girl from Growing Pains.
No. That's Tracy, Tracy Gold.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, this was... I'll play a bit of this. It's hard to tell from the audio, but the video is kind of intense. Anyways, I'll just forward to some crazy exercises.
Transition.
Now the word transition appears is basically whenever you're changing the move from one.
So is Tracy Lords, is it the girl in the yellow bikini?
Yeah. And then anyways.
This is ridiculous. This is just like porn, basically.
No, it's not. It's
Eric, come on. It's like porn.
It's the 80s, Rochelle.
The girl is wearing a bikini.
Oh my goodness, a bikini.
No, like most people when they're working out, they don't work out in a tiny little bikini. And look at, you just paused it. And what do we see on the screen? It's like, Oh, zoom up of her crotch.
Transition.
It's porn, Eric. Come on.
Oh, come on.
It's like porn. It's like softcore porn.
It's an exercise video.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it is long, but I thought it was funny just because...
It's funny, but it's totally... I mean, just it's also because her background is a porn actress, so I'm, you know...
You know, she's trying to make the transition into legitimate...
Yeah, okay.
Into a legitimate career, right? You know, you gotta... It's not like you go from like that to like
whatever.
The A-list star. You got steps.
And this is funny because a lot of the moves that they're doing, I'm like, oh my goodness, you're doing that. She's doing it all wrong. You're like,
I know.
Hurting your body. She's doing like it's the yoga move where you're basically on all fours and it's called the cat stretch pose or something like that, where you basically like you put your stomach down and then you put your stomach up, you put your stomach down, you put your stomach up, like
but
when
she's
you're
doing
on
it
all
in
fours.
In a really quick and intense way.
Yeah, as if she's, you know, getting fucked.
Well, you didn't have to put it that way. We're
well,
sure.
I'm sorry, Eric, but that's probably what every dude is going to think of when they look at it.
Well, just to be clear, there's no nudity in this
There's
video.
No nudity. There's no sex. It's a workout video.
It's a workout video. It's, you know, if you judge it on...
Sexually suggestive workout video.
But, you know, if you judge it for the exercises alone, it's a really shitty workout.
It is,
because
yeah.
Because it's badly done. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get to more...
That's not her real name, is it?
No, of course not. Like, they always take stage names, right?
Yeah. No, I'm just checking.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her real name.
You know what I really want to listen to is the Jane Fonda workout tape, because I used to work out to that.
I've been looking for that and I can't seem to find it.
I used to have it, but obviously we don't have a tape deck.
No, they. I've seen the records on eBay, but they're actually kind of a bit pricey.
Yeah.
So
that sucks, because it was actually that workout was actually really good.
The Jane Fonda
workout, yeah. I liked it, and the music is really good, and
like the 19.
It's like decent length. It's not going to kill you to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on to what's left of the Eurovision announcements. Now, well, this is it. Like, we're down to, well, at least ones that we're going to play today.
Are they the last ones?
Yeah, like they've all been announced. If not, there's like one or two after this, but for the most part, it's just...
We still have not heard from Britain.
Oh, we have today.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
They'd announced their song a while back, but then the actual recording of the song just came out this past weekend. Anyways, just to catch everybody up,
awesome.
The Eurovision Song Contest is something which happens every year in Europe. Every country has a contest within the country to choose a song which will represent them at the Eurovision Song Contest, and all the finalists perform. Countries vote for everybody but themselves, and a winner is chosen.
And so this year it is going to be held in Germany, and apparently... Germany hasn't won the Eurovision Song Contest for something like 20 years.
They won last year.
No, I know. Last year they won, but before that it was 20 years ago.
Well,
I could be wrong. This is just one of my clients who's from Germany told me this. So
perhaps I haven't really been following the contest that far back.
Yeah.
But
and you know, I checked out that Eurovision podcast.
Yeah.
And it was actually really interesting to listen to because the one that I listened to, it was a whole bunch of people who are somehow involved in Eurovision, and they kind of made it into a game where they had to list out Eurovision Song Contest facts.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And this is from all the years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Eurovision's been going on since, what, 19...
Late 50s, at least.
Late 50s.
Yeah.
And the one thing that they had mentioned, what we also said on our show, too, is the new song from Germany.
Yeah.
Is just... suggestive in a weird
way. Yeah, it's kind of rapey. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and they said the same thing. And they also said a whole bunch of other songs that were weirdly suggestive as well.
Maybe we didn't get it because of the language, but...
It's in English.
Oh, which songs in particular?
Oh, well, I don't know. They listed off a whole bunch of songs. But if people are interested in Eurovision, the podcast is just called Eurovision. And it's some dude from Scotland.
I think I know the one. I'll put up a link on our episode link. So if you want to check that out, you can. And then, yeah. All right. So we're going to be starting off with Slovakia. The group called Twins. That's TW lowercase. That's capital T, capital W, lowercase I, capital N, capital S, Twins. They are actually for real twins. They are from Slovakia, and this is their song called I'm Still Alive.
Na tohtoročnej Eurovízii duo Twins v exkluzívnej televíznej premiére.
By this video that they must have debuted this song at some sort of beauty pageant or something like that. Miss Slovakia.
I'm confused because the whole center focal point of the stage
is not the singers.
It's not the singers.
But
it's,
this woman who...
And that she's holding something, but the camera never goes up and looks at it.
Yeah. So, as far as the song goes, not really feeling it. It seemed like it was all chorus. And like me.
It seemed like it was all background music. It wasn't bad. I mean, the girls can sing. And they're stunningly gorgeous. Like the whole stage is just filled with beautiful women in long gowns and stuff.
And there's two of them. Makes it double good. More to look at, I suppose. I don't know. I can't see that one going the distance, but things have happened. Who knows?
No, but I think it will get into the final show though.
Yeah, I think it'll make it to the final show.
Yeah. And it wasn't irritating. It's not like we wanted to turn it off.
Oh, not like that one we watched last time.
Yeah, that one's so bad.
What do we have next? We have Croatia, a singer from there, Daria Kinzer, a song called Celebrate. And yeah, see how well.
Check it out.
Check it out. All right. I don't know about this song, Rochelle.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
It is weird because the and like all the videos we talk about, I'll be throwing this up on our episode links. But it seemed like the whole DJ sort of setup was just a prop, basically.
Yeah, I didn't like the way the way that it started out on stage. It was kind of cheesy and silly.
I don't know. The song is just at best.
Really, I kind of like it. I think I like the girl's voice, and she can just belt it. She's awesome. She's a really good singer. I hate it when they have like super pretty chicks that can't sing at all, and she doesn't do that irritating like.
Oh
thing,
yeah,
right?
the vocal gymnastics.
Yeah, she doesn't do that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Like I just did.
No, but that was kind of pretty.
No.
But the one thing I really liked about this video is like there's two dudes who are dancing, and what is auto-tuned? When it sounds like it's karaoke?
Well,
the share thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand why people are still doing that. You know, it was cool when Cher did it the first time. It was okay, but it's irritating after a while.
Yeah, thankfully it's kind of dying out a bit because it was a bit kind of crazy.
Sorry, that was just a comment that was thrown in the chat.
Yeah, that was just a comment.
From Judd.
Judd.
Sorry. Kate, the one thing that that I liked was the dancers. You really need to check out the video because it's just kind of silly dancing. I didn't really get it.
I don't know what to say. Like,
it's like these women are like pushing the guys to like walk and move and stuff.
Yeah.
And it totally reminded me of a friend of mine who is from Bosnia, and he would do this dance, you know, where you like put your arm out and then you would like hit your arm, your hanging arm with your other arm to like make it move, you know, as if like one half of you is a puppet.
Nice. You like that, huh?
I do.
Cool.
It's kind of, it's just as fun as doing the robot.
have you done the robot? And you know this. I used to do the robot. I remember I'm sure I've told the show about when
You've never showed me the robot.
No, when I took break dancing lessons back in like 1984.
Oh my goodness, you should take break dancing lessons
at the Sherwood Park Community Center. I was 8 years old, and break dancing at that time was at its height, and 8-year-old Eric decides to go to the community center near where in the place I used to live in, and I was really shitty. I could do the moonwalk. I could do...
Could you do the down-on-the-ground spinny thing?
I didn't think I wasn't that good. I could not do the worm. I think I told you about this. Anyways, I'll just quickly recap it. You know what the worm is. When you're on the ground, you're kind of doing...
Yeah.
I just kind of flipped around like a freaking idiot, right?
I can't do that either. I can't get that whole like thing going.
And I remember I used to have an instructional record. I can't remember what the record was, but I remember like the entire other side of the record was this instructional rap on how to do moves, and it came out with like this fold out poster.
Nice.
And I wish I had that. I think it was, I can't remember what it was from, but it was, had like
my friend from Edmonton, when I was going to hair school, her name was Cindy, and she had, she just loved disco, and she had all these records that had disco dancing steps with it.
Nice.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome, but if disco dancing is really hard.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of different steps.
It'd be crazy hard, depending upon what you're doing.
Yeah.
Armenia. Yeah, we're running it down here. Is next. Their artist representing them is called Emmy. E-M-M-Y. And his song called Boom Boom. I'm looking forward to that. And boom.
My days and nights are passing. Long hours are running. But we are still fighting. Hi, hi, hi. The love. Why are we denying? I really don't know why. Ay, ay, ay. Come and take my hand. Now don't be shy. And let's try to hold our spirits high. Boom, boom, chaka, chaka. Your kisses like a boom, boom, chaka, chaka.
that was that.
That was super cute.
That's fun. It's pretty fun. Boom, boom, chaka, chaka.
I really like that. That song is going to be stuck in my head. I think this is one of my favorites.
It's pretty catchy. I will give
it's so catchy. Boom. Like, this is the first song in a long time. Like, recently we haven't liked any of the songs. This is the first song in a while that where both me and you are, like, dancing in our chairs.
It is pretty catchy.
And yeah, this is going to be stuck in my head tomorrow. I know it.
Boom, boom, chaka, chaka.
And I also, like, the right away, I was like, I want this on my iPod. This would be so much fun to, like, walk down the street listening to this music and be like, boom, boom, and, like, shake my booty to the boom, boom.
Armenia sounds like a fun place to be, especially with a song like this coming out of it.
Yeah, the video is shit. Well, total shit. It's just all digital stupid stuff. But the girl's really cute. And she's got this whole kind of Fran Drescher kind of hairstyle and kind of outfit and look.
I'm still gunning for the Serbia song. That is still my
favorite.
Which
one was the Serbia one?
That really sort of 60s one with, like, the girl with, like, the short blonde pixie cut.
Oh, yeah. That one was really cute,
too. Yeah, that was super awesome.
If you want to look at the other videos, just go on YouTube and... there's links on...
There's links on our site, but what I'm going to do is...
But some of them don't stay.
But the official Eurovision YouTube channel will have all the videos up. So I'm going to put a link to that, and you can check out those.
There's an official Eurovision YouTube channel?
Yeah, I think it's like youtube.com/Eurovision. Anyways, I will put up the link to that. And it has... Because right now, like, because a lot of the...
There's so many. When you type in Eurovision, there are so many videos that are not the real ones.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah.
That way, you kind of got to go to the source. And they have a lot of, like, actual music videos, because the performances have been announced, but now, like, they're at the point where they're making sort of proper music videos.
Yeah. See, and I prefer to watch, for the old ones, I prefer to watch the live performance.
Yeah.
Versus the videos, because that's what the song is based on, is the live performance.
Yeah,
not
live performance at the finals is always the best.
Yeah, guaranteed. Because some of them, the videos are highly edited, and the people sound like they can sing better in the video, and then you see them live, and you're like, whoa, they totally suck in real life.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, when you see them performing at the national level, it's very, very different quality.
Okay, and I'm really excited.
This is. Do you want to play one more, or do you want?
I want to watch the Britain one. Please.
All right, it's not really much to watch, because it's just they don't actually have a performance.
No, I want to hear it.
I can. Now, bear
I'm
in
just curious, because.
All right, this will be the last one that I'm going to play for today. This is the United Kingdom's entry to Eurovision. A song called by a group named Blue. It looks like four dudes.
Was it last year that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote for it, or was that you? That was the year before.
Year before.
Oh, okay.
And the one last year. God, fuck! Don't even get me started about
that. Was that the airplane stewardess one?
No, that was a couple of years. That was no, the one last year really sucked. It was like that one dude, and it's just really bad.
Yeah.
I remember we were watching him. We're just like.
You know, the one thing that they were talking about on the Eurovision podcast is a lot of artists, they don't know if they want to, they don't know if it's a good thing to enter Eurovision at a certain point in their career.
Yeah.
Because then they'll always be known as the people from Eurovision.
Yeah, I can understand that, because there's a certain amount of credibility to not being in Eurovision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
like, there was one group, one girl or something, I can't remember who it was, who won, and she never, ever, ever mentions that she would enter Eurovision.
Yeah, you know, especially if you want to kind of eke out a career outside of that, you know, might be something you want to play down, right? Especially if it's like a...
I think it's...
It can work in your advantage.
I think it can work in your advantage, because so many people are watching it. You know, and if you're good, you're good. And
hundreds of millions, in fact.
Yeah.
A lot of freaking people.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of people watching that.
Yeah.
And yet no one over in this continent could give two shits about it. Except for the
Tip Tap Tip.
Except for the small handful of people who I'm pushing this on to. All right.
You know, I've gotten a lot of my clients into it.
Good.
Like, one of my clients is a teacher.
Yeah.
And he's shown it to some of his, I think he teaches junior high.
Yeah.
And some of these kids are now watching Eurovision and talking to him about it.
Good.
So it's one, it's a thing that when you tell people about it and they look into it, it's, you're addicted, you're hooked. Because it's so much better. It's kind of like, what's that, American Idol? It's like American Idol, but way, 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 way better.
It's more fun, basically.
Less bullshit.
And it's not a karaoke contest.
No talking judges that are spewing out bullshit and no commercials.
I know. That's the best part about the finals is it moves quick.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
All right. Last song. This is United Kingdom. Their group representing them, Blue, song called I Can, and they will perform this song.
You were the eyes in the face of fortune. I lost my way and I couldn't find you. Oh, oh no. We're not the first ones to be divided. Won't be the last to be reunited. Oh, oh no. It's like freefall. I've never lost anything quite like this. No second chances if I don't find it all.
I was making Rochelle laugh through the whole thing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I didn't know New Kids on the Block were back. Oh, yeah. No, wait, they are.
It was very
Backstreet. But it's, yeah,
whatever. It was very Backstreet Boys-ish. But,
why do boy bands need to sound like boy bands? Why can't they sound like bands?
Because they're not. They are what they are, right? You know?
I know. I don't like boy bands.
It's not my cup of tea. But it is actually less shitty than the one they did last year, so I will give them that. So you could take it or leave it. But anyways, there's four more that we have to play, but I'm going to leave those to our next episode, which is going to be on Wednesday.
Should be awesome.
Fun. So in the meantime, we're going to wrap this guy up.
I thought we were going to podcast all day.
Okay. This podcast forever. Let's never stop.
Yay!
Ever.
No. That would get pretty crazy.
We got things to do. Anyways, thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Links to both of those are on our website, which is
tiptaptip.com.
That's right. While you're there, check out our brand new t-shirts we have on sale. They're black, but with a nice dark grayish logo. If you don't like the bright red, you can like us in a more subtle, subdued fashion by doing the old dark gray on black.
And I just wanted to thank Judd Niven Vo, who joined us for in the live chat. Have a great day.
Yeah, it was fun. If you like the show, what you can do is you can tell your friends to listen, which is always good. Word of mouth is key to helping spread the Tip Tap Tip word. Also, make sure to give us a decent rating, and a review would also be cool on iTunes. Just go look us up on iTunes and give us like 5 stars. Say, you guys are awesome. Like the show. Blah, blah, blah. I'll leave the rest up here. It helps.
Yeah, and also, you know, posting episode links and stuff on Facebook, I think, really helps too, because people really notice those sorts of things.
I've been doing that. If you follow us on Facebook, I actually do also post any of the videos that we talk about there. So follow us there, and you can be right up to date on every video we talk about. So
yeah.
All right. And that being said, we will talk later. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.